The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Katie Fang, legal analyst from Fox News, a trial attorney, a former prosecutor. Always good to have your vaunted legal opinions about the news of the day. And we've got a really interesting case that will stretch you, because you'll not only need to be an American lawyer, you need to understand a little bit about what goes on in Brazil. Let me see if I can sort of paint the latest picture. It now appears that, you know, Ryan Lotke didn't quite tell the whole story. It now also appears that we have video, which sort of clouds the issue, because it does show our athletes being taken from a cab at gunpoint and held until they handed over some money. So was it a robbery, as Lochte has suggested, or was this athletes acting badly and being held at gunpoint until they coughed up money to pay for the damage that they have done? It's hard to know. Oh, and by the way, the latest new development, all of the athletes are out except for this guy, Jimmy Fagan, and he has agreed to pay not a $10,800 fine. No, it's not a fine. It's a donation. That's the latest information that came out just a few moments ago. Katie Fang, help us understand what happened here.
Well, okay, so this $10,800 quote donation, he bought his freedom. It's a little troubling that Brazilian authorities can pull Americans off a plane, detain them on this type of, quote, crime, which really is destruction of a soap holder, a mirror, and a door, at worst criminal mischief misdemeanor in the United States. But then he has to buy his freedom to get his passport back, so he has to give 11 grand. Putting that aside, I'm going to tell you, Ryan Lochte didn't go to law school. So I know a lot of people who say when their homes are burglarized, they say, I've been robbed. Technically, not the elements of robbery.
Right.
But that's what they say. It could be a colloquial expression. So Lochte and these three other Olympians are held at gunpoint by two armed security guards, one of which we know was confirmed to be a Rio de Janeiro cop, and at least one held up a badge. If you're that wasted and you're peeing in a gas station and maybe acting like a total frat boy idiot, I get it. But you know what? They were ordered from the taxi at gunpoint. Maybe Lochte thought he was being robbed. I don't know. But you know what? Look, at the end of the day, I think that Lochte's probably going to do the same thing that Fagan did. Maybe not. But you know what? He's not going to get extradited. He's not going to get dragged back to Brazil to face any charges in this case, even if they're brought. Fagan wasn't even prosecuted for this. There was no official charge brought. So that's ultimately what ended up happening in this case so far.
Right, but I agree with you almost 100%, Katie. And listen, again, I make no excuses for the behavior of these swimmers. It was bad behavior. But to suggest that it rises to the level of confiscation of passports, detention, 4-hour grilling by the Rio Police Department, God knows what that experience is like. And then for this last swimmer, Jimmy Fagan, is not allowed to leave until he gives a quote-unquote donation of close to $11,000. That sounds like a shakedown. And by the way, they all had to give this very well orchestrated and well written apology praising the city of Rio de Janeiro and the Brazil Games. Once they're here in America and they've got our protections around them and they're in the comfort of their nation, their stories may very well change. Doesn't this feel like a shakedown, Katie?
You know, look, they're going to kiss U.S. soil like you've never kissed it before, right, when they get back to the United States. And you're right. You know, this whole thing has been blown out of spectacular proportion. If the gas station and if all these places have surveillance video, and wait, and let me put a footnote to this, guys. Why would you have two armed security guards at a gas station unless you have rampant, crazy crime in that city? Think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go get my gas, I don't have two armed security guards at my gas station.
Yeah.
But if you have surveillance video, you know these guys are Olympians because that's what the civilians admitted to the cops. Why would you pull guns? Let them leave, call the police. Police were already there, frankly.
Right.
And then let the process happen. You're going to pull guns? I mean, it's just an absurd environment down there. And you know what? They're buying, like Fagan, buying his freedom. Get the heck out of there to come back to the United States. Maybe Lochte won't apologize. So far, Brazilian authorities are working with U.S. authorities to try to deal with Lochte. But you know what? He has no obligation.
Right.
He has no ethical or legal obligation to do anything at this time. It's whether he wants to maybe save himself for his morality clauses for some of his sponsors and stuff.
I have not read this, but you're saying one of the security guards may have been actually a real cop. Is that right?
That's right.
Well,
so
then
at the press conference
yesterday, there's something that's not right about this because, I mean, really what they said was, well, you've acted badly and you've done damage and, you know, we're going to have to collect the fine right here. Right. We're going to have to get the money up front, and then we can resolve this matter. So they got money, like I'm told, as much as maybe $400 from these guys, because that's what they had on them, in exchange for their being allowed to leave. If that happened on the street of D.C., there would be an investigation into crooked cops.
Oh, absolutely. If this is a cop, which we know from the chief of police, he said in his presser yesterday that one of them was a Rio de Janeiro cop, and at least one of them pulls a badge. So somebody's got maybe a legit badge or not. You know this would never happen in the United States. And if it did, you're exactly right, Brian. Somebody would be investigating this like it was nobody's business. Because if you destroy a soap holder, nobody pulls a gun on you. And nobody demands the restitution on the spot. No one does in the United States.
Well, they do
but
it in Rio.
That's how they roll.
That's how it rolls.
Yeah,
roll
in Rio,
they're quite
right?
The shakedown artists there
and
in Rio.
And it's so funny. From an American perspective, it's just remarkable to me how many people say, well, listen, they got to do what the law in that country says. Yeah, that's true, but we can still comment and criticize the laws in that country as inferior and corrupt. Katie Fang, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Katie. 644.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.